That's right. You
know, I'm Janice and I'm at it.
Y'all got to bear with me because I'm all shook up. So whatever come out, y'all, this is good. Thank God. This is not none of my doing, you know. The topic is this too shall pass, you know. But first, I need to clear where I'm at so I can, like, start to feel the presence of the Spirit come back in me, you know, because earlier I just wanted to sit down somewhere and just cry. You know, because sometimes when you're defeated in your own behavior, you know, you just can't do shit but just sit the fuck down and cry. You know, I've been having problems with my man, and I'm like, it's trust and secrets issues. You know, and it's been back and forth, and back and forth, you know. And when I pull up here today, he getting ready to take a girl out to get something to fuck to eat. Now, I'm like, I ain't fought in a long motherfucking time, but you can best believe the feeling came over me. And I wasn't going to fight her, because I don't believe in fighting her. I take it straight to the source. You know, and I'm like, but I don't fight no niggas, but I'm like, that feeling came over me. And you know what made me mad? Because 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about chopping his ass up and throwing him in the Chesapeake Bay. And y'all just seen the story of the white woman on trial now for throwing her husband in the bay. And I was like, damn, how'd she make the paper? I should have made it. You know? Because I was like, I mean, I had actually thought it out. What had happened was, we went to Virginia for him to see his kids. But guess what? I wasn't invited to meet him. And I felt like, well, shit, what did this say about how you think of me? You know, and I kept them feeling. I'm telling y'all, I thought about cutting that motherfucker straight up. And I said, well, you know, I work for the system, so I know how the system works. I said, yeah, I probably won't get no more than 7 years. I said, because that bitch got a murder on his jacket, and I know I can get a good lawyer, and I know they can read that, so I can get self-defense. And I said, I'll go do them 7 years. I said, I worked at the jail, so everybody already know me. You know, and I was like, damn, Dennis, how you feeling like cutting people up and whatnot? I'm like, that's not me. I would rather you cut me than cut somebody else, and I'm thinking about cutting somebody up. And I'm telling y'all, I was all jammed up, and I tell you, the last person I wanted to call was my sponsor. I didn't want to call her because I knew what she was going to say because I got that loving spiritual type sponsor. First thing she going to say is pray. Did you pray? No, I didn't. So I called one of the girls up. Somebody to fuel the fire. Yeah, he ain't shit. That's right. Get rid of that motherfucker. You know, because that's what I wanted to hear at the time. You know, but in the end she said, well, wait a minute, James, because this ain't you. You call your sponsor. And I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to her. She said, well, sound like you really need to talk to her. Because I was talking to her, and I was actually shaking on the phone. I was so upset. And I was telling her, I said, you know, he took me back to that little girl in high school when they used to say, you that black girl. Don't nobody like you. You ugly. You like a black African. You know, all them feelings came up. And I'm like, I don't like nobody bringing up them feelings in me. I don't know about y'all, but I get kind of shaky sometimes. You know, because I kind of prided myself because I got a little time. So, you know, they say, oh, you ain't really supposed to feel no feelings. You know how to deal with it. Well, guess what? Feelings showed the fuck up for Janice this week. And they hurt. And I couldn't get past it. That's why it's funny. This too shall pass. I ain't there. I couldn't get past it. So I had no choice but to call my sponsor. And she said, you know what? You're going to have to forgive him. And I was like, I don't want to forgive him. I said, because I want him to hurt like he just hurt me by sending me a clear message like I'm not good enough to meet his kids. You know, because let me take it back a little bit. When he relapsed, he came to my house to live with me from Virginia. I opened up my house. I opened up my home. I opened up my heart. I opened up my family. You know, so all these feelings came back into me. Like, why you open up your home? They don't care that much about you. You know, I feel like I got played. That's why I feel like I got played. You know, and I'm like, well, damn, I'm a halfway decent looking woman. You know, I got a good job. I take care of myself. I stay where I stay. My rent is always paid on time. You ain't never got to come in there and click the lights off and nothing come on. You know, and I'm like, damn, I would be a good role model for anybody's kids to meet. you know? And I'm thinking, if they were young, yeah, but we talking about kids 18 and 20. I work with teenagers that use. And I'm sitting there like, I'm like, God, I ain't signed up for this. I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. Because before I got into this relationship, I was in one of my abstinence modes. You know, because I do that real good in recovery. Half my time, I got 17 years, half of my time has been in abstinence. All right. Where I've worked on me. I loved me. You know, and then I had to sit there and listen to somebody with 4 months tell me, you don't know how to love yourself. That's your issue. You think I ain't want to just... My sponsor said, if you don't want to feel what you're feeling right now, you need to pray right now. Right now, you need to stop and pray. And not pray for you. You need to pray for him. Because, see, that's what we learn in here. We don't always get to help praying for ourselves. Because a lot of times, some of the feelings come from other people in our lives. And I had to pray for him. And it worked for a minute. I was able to get myself together for a minute. But you know what? That feeling was still there. And because of that feeling, when we got back, unconsciously, I was being the bitch I know how to be. I'm like, bitch, you want to hurt me? Let me show you how it feels to be hurt. The vindictiveness came out of me. Every time he wanted something, go ask your kids. He laying there, telling me the dates of his birthday, the kid's birthday. I said, what you telling me for? I ain't a part of their lives. You know, being real sarcastic. And you know what? I don't know how it was hurting him, but he don't know every time it was still hurting me. You know, and I couldn't bring it up because every time I brought it up, it would bring an argument because of the pain I'm feeling. You can't talk to nobody when you're feeling pain about something. You just can't do it. And I would say, okay, I'm not going to argue about it. I'm not going to argue about it. But once he opened his mouth, I couldn't help it. And my sponsor was like, you haven't got past it. I'm like, I did. I prayed about it. She said, but you're still acting out. You haven't got past it. You know, and I'm feeling like, why am I this big secret? You know, and I know I'm dealing with a newcomer. I know I am. So on top of all that bullshit, I already deal with the manipulation and the dope fiend moves he tries to pull on me. And I already told y'all, I work with kids that are addicts, so it's like, damn, look like I'm working with one of my kids again some days. You know, but it got to a point where I really, really told myself, I need to get past this. It had nothing to do with him. Nothing. And it came to a point where it was affecting my life. Everything out my mouth was sarcastic. You know, and I'm one, you want to argue? Let's go. I love a good debate. But unfortunately, the person I'm with doesn't like a good debate. They shut down. They want to run. They want to do... And I'm like, why don't he just come on, let's fight this out. Shit, let's get it over with. It wasn't like that. You know, but I'm telling you tonight, when I came up here and pulled up here, when I did, I'm like, you take somebody, get something to eat. What the fuck wrong with you? You know, because I'm the type, I'm in a relationship. I'm true to it. I'm a woman to it. I don't play those games. When I'm not with you, you don't have to worry about me being up in a man's face doing some shit, because that's not me. I gained some morals for myself in this progress. You know, so I look at you telling me at night, well, I only hug women from far away. I don't give women rides. And I see this, and I don't care. It might have been innocent. But it was innocent at the wrong goddamn time. Because I'm already feeling what I'm feeling about. You know, I feel like a chump in this relationship. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I feel like a real chump sometime in this relationship. And that's why most of the time I won't back down. I'm like, you're not going to chump me. But most of the time when we thinking we're not going to get done chumped our damn selves. Because I done learned this, what's going on with me right now, this is not Janice. Because the Janice I know, I will give you the damn shirt off my fucking back if you need it. I will give you anything from me. That shit don't mean that much to me. My insides mean more to me. And now you fucking with my insides. And I'm feeling the shit. And people know I don't usually get this hyper about shit. I don't. But I'm telling y'all. I had to call an addict today and say, please tell me, how do I get past this? Because I'm not getting past it. It's killing me. And it's like, I feel like I don't know what to do. And somebody told me for once, it's all right not to go. Because I think I got to know. I think y'all got the magic answer sometimes. I think if I just go to meet this shit, somebody will give me the right answer. And I'm not getting the right answer right now. I'm feeling like I'm in a relationship and I'm alone. And somebody told me, you're going to have to pray and you're going to have to surrender. I surrender and then I take it back. I surrender, I take it back. I surrendered before I got here. That shit made me take that shit right back. And I know this too shall pass. And the only reason I stay in this is because we made a commitment to stay in this relationship no matter what. And I'm like, did I make the right decision in even doing that? Because I'm doing all the things of a committed person. I'm like, how the fuck somebody with 4 months know what the fuck commitment is? They talk a good game, but how do they really know? Do they know how their behavior really is when I can see it right in my face? When I just sit there and listen, yeah, because you got so much time, you think you better than me. I ain't never said I was better than nobody in this thing. I'm like, we all in this thing together. This is... I learned from the one with no days to the one with all the years. I can never be better than nobody in this process because everybody has something to teach me. And I keep trying to get past it. I keep talking to people. But see, I was trying to just talk to him and it wasn't working. He had nothing to give me. And I had to finally surrender. He ain't got nothing to give me. So what do you keep pushing there for? I was talking to somebody, you know, a lot of people, get rid of him. I said, hell no, he gonna suffer like me. We gonna stay in this shit. We gonna... And the reason I said that, because see, this is about my time for to kick him out anyway. Because, see, I don't put up with a lot of bullshit in relationships. My thing is, okay, here's start by what I need. I got everything I need. What the fuck I'm going to sit here and put up with this bullshit for? You know, but I told myself, Janice, why don't you just for once see what it's like to get past 6 months in a relationship? This is the time. My marriage didn't even last this long. It lasted 5 months, and he didn't even make it to the six-month mark. You know, I was sitting at home, and my sponsor was like, write him a letter. I went to get the book to write him a letter. I turned to the back of the book. I see a letter in there my husband wrote to me. I've been divorced for four years. He was writing how unhappy he was with me. And the letter was like, almost exactly what I'm going through today. And I was like, damn. I said, God, what you telling me? He ain't the problem. Oh, I'm going to talk about me. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to talk about me. And I'm sorry if I'm cussing tonight, but I'm just filled up, okay? It was the exact same thing. Me and my man argue because he's an early morning person and I'm a late sleeper person and he wakes me up every morning. Every morning there's a problem. In the letter my husband wrote, I can't even get up early in the morning. I said, God, because she gets mad. I'm telling y'all, looking at me, hitting me back in my face. Because see, I asked God to give me some evidence. I didn't know it would be from there, but it was from there. He talked about my mouth, how I talk to him. My man has been telling me about my mouth, how I talk to him. You know, so I can't come in here and just say, it's him, it's him, it's him. Because guess what? The bottom line is, I can't work on him. I can only work on me. And somewhere in this, I missed me. I got caught up in helping the fucking newcomer get his shit. I missed mine. Come on, you ain't been here, so let me take you to this meeting. You're going to meet some people at this meeting. You're going to like people at this meeting. Come on, let me take you, because you need to make a meeting now. You know you ain't got no time. Come on. I know what to do for you. Now follow me. Oh, he'd be a good sponsor for you. This is what you need to do. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Doesn't sound like a record. But now that he has followed me, he has been able to get some on his own. And I look at myself. I said, well, is you mad because he's about to grow a little bit? Now he ain't got to depend on you. Now you're trying to pull him back in, and I can't pull him back in. Deep down inside, I know I don't want you, but there's a part of me like, don't you know I got you where you at now? But that's not how this works. I ain't got him nowhere. The man sat right in there and said it. If it wasn't God, it wasn't nothing happening. Nothing. So what it made me do was I had to turn around, take another look at me with my shit, and get back where I needed to be. Because I got so caught up in God and him in recovery, I must have forgot somewhere about mine. Where I really like to go to meetings. See, I like going to meetings in the Trenton area. I don't care what nobody say how they talk about Trenton. That's where I get my strength. I can go in that damn meeting and talk about me, and I ain't got to feel ashamed of nothing. They know me. They give it to me. That's because that's where I need it, you know? And you know, they say it's easy to point the finger. There's always three pointing back. And I'm telling you right now, where I finally came to, there's five pointing back at me, not even three. You know, somebody said, well, what are you doing about your recovery since you're watching his? I said, well, I started by praying. And I had to pray that simple prayer that gets us by. God, help me. I had to ask God to help me because I had done lost the power to help my damn self. I know it's going to pass. But see, I want it to pass now. I want it to pass now. I don't want to feel this no more. I'm tired of going home arguing every day. I'm tired of getting this feeling of, like, I'm not in a relationship, but I am in a relationship. I am not in a relationship, I am in a relationship. I'm going home and tell you it's over. Hell, he's probably thinking the same thing. He probably wants to come tell me it's over. You know, but right now, I'm at the point of saving my damn life. I'm telling y'all, me sitting up somewhere for the past 2.5 weeks in pain, just in pain, that I created. You know, because sometimes, I don't know about other people, I say, who the fuck he talking to? Don't he know how much time I got for real? Yeah, I do know some shit. I ain't stay clean this long for nothing. But I don't say it because I'm like, I know your process is your process. I know this. I was taught that early in recovery. I can't guide your process. know, but he has opened some wounds in me. And I don't like when the wounds get touched, because guess what? I got to do some work. And that's how somebody put it to me. But they wasn't telling me something I didn't already know. I was on the 10th step. I have taken myself back to the 6th and 7th step. Just because of the behavior I've displayed. Because not only was I mad at him, I was mad at my mom. She got a cussing out. My mom, 82. She probably don't even know she got cussed out. My mom in the middle of shit. She called telling him some stuff, talking about I don't take care of my son now that he is coming to pictures. Where this come from? And I'm like, where you get this from? My son 14. My son don't want to be up under me no more. My son here at the convention. I haven't seen him since I've got here. You know, but once again, what... had to turn around and make amends with her, too. I didn't even want to. But I'm like, look, that's my mom. She 82. She remind me every day when something happened. I'm not going to be here much longer with you, baby. She been telling me that since I was 12. And I'm like, well, when you going? Because you keep telling me every day. You know, I have this idea of what a relationship should be. My mother and father was married for 52 years. So I have this idea of what a relationship should be. And once he doesn't fulfill that perfect picture I have, to me it just ain't gonna work. You know, but I keep hearing it over and over and over, these old ideas that we had from before not gonna work with us today. Because, see, that was my mother and father. I can't even see myself with nobody for 52 years. Hell, I can't even get 52 months the way shit rolled with me. You know, and it's that picture. I have to stop. I have to let that picture go. And understand that my relationship is what it is. You know, the best part about it is, you know, we both willing. And I'm like, I'm asking, how can I put up with him? I'm thinking, how can he put up with me? You know, because it's always a two-way street. But when I'm angry and when I'm mad, I take the two-way off. It's a one-way street. You know, and like I said, I've been like trying and trying and trying to get past it. And I'm like, I've done some work in here. I have evidence that this will pass. But when I'm caught up, I can't even see the evidence of what happened before from y'all telling y'all stories and whatnot. It's like my evidence, I can't even think of it because I'm so caught up. But then once I start calming down, I know it's going to pass. I know it's going to be all right. I don't know. We may not be together. I don't know. We may be together. I don't have the outcome of it. But it's what I'm willing to do for my recovery today, like I did when I first got here. You know, I got to go back and do some things. And where I'm at today, I'm willing to do them. I thought in this process, if my father died, y'all can cancel me out of this program. I said, because that is the best man I've ever had in my life. Was my father. And there's been no man has been able to stand up and be the man that my father has been. Because I'm going to tell y'all, my father loved me and respected me even when I was using. He was always glad to see his daughter. Because of my father, I don't have a story of not having. My father paid my rent to my apartment. My father bought me a car. My car had insurance. I had lights on then. Just wasn't in my name. And when I got clean, My sponsor said it's time for you to take over. He's done his part. They done their part. And from the time I got clean, I never asked my father to do nothing for me again. I said, what can I do for you? Because, see, I can't find that love unconditional like that. I haven't been able to find it, you know. And you know, I don't know, maybe I set myself up. But I'm telling y'all, I can't find it like that. Last Wednesday was 8 years since he passed. That was a hard day for me, y'all. Because every time I think about it, when you think about somebody that loves you real good, I mean, they ain't asked nothing from you, just was glad that you was his daughter. I mean, my father didn't. He was just so glad that I was his daughter, his baby girl. And I'd have gotten relationships where they wouldn't even begin to understand when I start talking about him. Man, unconditional love is a lot. And when you have it, you know it. You feel it. You feel it. Just like when you come in here, you meet some people that genuinely love you unconditional. I do have some friends in my life today. Not like the friends I used to have. Just because I had everything, they always call and asking for shit. Had I gotten a problem like this when I was using, call my girls, come over to the spot. We got the bottle on the table. We got some coke. We got some weed. And we gonna go fuck that motherfucker up for you. Because they know I can't fight. I'm spoiled. You know, but like, I thank y'all for truly listening. Like I said, I know it's going to pass, but it's just not passing why I want it to pass. You know, and I can truly stand here and say, if there's some women that's been through what I've been through, going through what I'm going through, please talk to me later. Because I need a shoulder to cry on. I'm not done. It's not done. I've been having to humble myself. Because I've been humiliating myself for the past couple of weeks. And I know I have. Because I get a fixed idea that you trying to just use me. Because I know I got every damn thing. I ain't got shit right now. Because when I ain't got my spirit, I ain't got nothing. I don't know about y'all. I don't care about all the other things. You take the car, take that. I'll get that threefold. God always blesses me with that. That's just stuff. But I'm talking about this deep-rooted stuff in here where I got to feel. Where I need y'all to come and help. Like he said, God works through y'all. And I know because he has worked through me to help some of y'all. And I appreciate it every time he does it. I ain't got to brag, got to boast. That's how I save my life around here. And I take it one step further. Let me tell you how God blesses me. I work with kids that don't even get this fucking message in here that y'all keep carrying. I go out in streets where ain't nobody getting the damn message. They know my car. Hear that bitch come with some NA package. They run. You can see them running. I ain't say nothing. You must have was thinking about it. I ain't say nothing. But they know it's there. I let them know it's here. It's here for you. I ain't scared no more to tackle them. No, I ain't going up in no hit houses and whatnot. But I know God puts me in places. God had put a girl on my heart, and I'm telling y'all, this is so funny, because me and the girl had dealings long time ago. I used to go with her man, but I was calling him my man. Because, see, everybody had got me convinced that I was his woman. But, see, I was the only one that didn't have no kids, had a car, had an apartment. He can come chill in my hit crib all the time. You know, and I knew the girl. And I knew when she found out about me, it was going to hurt her. And I tried my best, but he was the type of man, he's like, go pick her up and take her to buy some groceries. All right. Well, when I moved back to New Jersey, I seen this girl working. I said, you may not understand what I'm about to say, but I need to say it anyway. I said, I'm sorry for what I did when I was using. She was like, all girl. I said, no, it ain't no all girl. I said, because see, I know the pain you felt. I said, because just like he did you, he did me and then too. So I know how you feel. You know, and God had placed this girl on my heart for some reason. I mean, it was real strong. And I thought she had moved, and somebody said, no, she's staying in the hotel. I went to the hotel, and I took some literature, and I told her, I said, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I'm telling you right now, you know if you need me, you can count on me. I said, here's my number, here's some NA stuff. I didn't even go in the room because I know what was going up in that hotel. I said, but I'm letting you know, I'm here for you. I said, and we have a program that's here for you too. She reached out to give me a hug. You don't tell me that ain't God working. To me, that's God working in here. See, y'all get the message coming in here. Y'all know y'all can come in here and share about everything and help each other in here. What about the ones that don't have it? That's where God sends me. And guess what? I'm always glad to go. Always. Always. That's how I get past some of my issues. Whew. Thank you, God. So like I said, I just thank y'all on this topic of this too shall pass, because you know what? That is exactly where I'm at, waiting on this to pass. Thanks for letting me share.
I'm an addict named Brian. I thank God for being here. I want to thank him for all that he's done for me. I want to thank this area for inviting me to partake in their convention activities this weekend. I was joking with some of my friends from Trenton. I say, since I stopped cussing and sharing about drama, they don't ask me to come speak in Trenton no more. Because God is doing a lot of things in my life. And I've been doing a lot of stuff down south. And I've been down south a lot, you know what I mean? Last weekend I was blessed to be out in the Midwest or in Cleveland, and blessed to do their banquet. And I would be a liar to say, as I was sitting here when I first came in, my humanness and my ego didn't start bothering me. You know, when you sitting somewhere and you see two people, you start tripping. I waste a lot of gas, pay some tolls. I could talk to two niggas on the phone. Drive way up here, you know what I mean? And that's part of your humanness. It has nothing to do, sometimes it ain't always ego. It's like, you know, most of the spots that, and the things that I've been doing lately in the fellowship have been banquets, opening meetings all throughout the South. You know what I mean? I haven't done a workshop in a while. I haven't spoken with somebody else in a while. And sometimes that's difficult, because when you got two people sharing on the same topic, coming from two different perspectives, people might start to compare. But this is a piece about where you at. You know, and when I share where I'm at, it ain't got nothing to do with Janet. You understand what I'm saying? Because I ain't with nobody. Happy. But sometimes you have to, I mean, listen, this is what I had to learn how it's just all right to be your best friend.
That's right.
No, when I'm home, I'm in the best company that I could be in. And I understand that sometimes that I'm not in a relationship, because I ain't fit to be in one. Everybody ain't fit to be in a relationship all the time. And sometimes we try to make stuff happen that ain't supposed to be happening. So when I say, like, I'm waiting on God to do some things in my life, I'm truly waiting on God to do some things in my life. Don't mean I don't get lonely. which interprets into don't mean I don't get horny. Because a lot of times we claim loneliness when it's really horniness. Yeah, we claim loneliness. Because most times after the act, I'm trying to figure out how can I get this person up out of here. So I just wait. So it was like this stuff was going through my mind when I was sitting here. I was tripping. I'm saying, oh, man, I mean, you know, I'm tripping. Because I'm like, wow, what's up? I mean, you know, I know Ron and Shan and everything like that, but, you know, nigga international too. What the fuck? They must don't know. They done stuck me in this little room and they put me in a corner. I'm getting ready to send some announcements there. Hey, tell them niggas Brian K is in the corner. Tell them in the corner. That's the stuff that be going through your head. But then as I sat here, this too shall pass. Because one of the things, when I was thinking about this piece, I didn't know what the topic was till I got here. I mean, they tell me stuff weeks ago, but I don't, you know, my whole life is not centered around a convention topic. Some of us actually have lives. God actually has some of us doing some things outside of the realm of Narcotics Anonymous, where our minds are focused on other stuff. I was in school all day today. I'm in seminary now. I got my master's degree in Christian counseling, and I'm working on my master's degree in divinity. Now, I'm just telling you what God has done for me. Now, without the program, nothing that I've accomplished is possible. So don't ever get that twisted, because sometimes people confuse when you share about what you do outside of here. I teach, I preach, I do all of that stuff. But I'm an act that got something in me that if I disconnect from the original people God sent me to, that beast will unleash itself there. You know, and I've been here. I celebrate 19 years today. March 10th. Today. I've been here long enough to see people go out. That's why they say float out. You know, float out on a cloud of religious zeal. And most of the times when people go out like that, they really don't even know what they're going out into. They go to an edifice and think that that's what it's really about. And don't understand it's the same thing as here. It's the body. It's your presence. What do you bring to the building? The building ain't supposed to bring something to you. So when I come to a meeting, I come to a, what do I bring to the meeting? So I was in school all day. I'm tired. I called Leo. Leo said, here, roll with me. So we come up here, and I find out what the topic is. I said, wow. This is good stuff. What is this? You know, when you go to school, you start to learn how to break stuff down. When you read a sentence, break down the words of the sentence so you can understand the impact of what you're reading. And it gives you a deeper understanding, and it starts to put things in its proper context. This, too. What the heck is this? Whatever. This is whatever. Two, T-O-O. Also, whatever also will pass. What is pass? Go. It'll go. Whatever also will go. So what is it? What is whatever? It's whatever. Whatever you're going through right now is going to pass. How do I know that? How do I factually know? Because I have enough evidence that whenever I was in this before, this may have been in a different form, a different face, a different shape, a different situation, but it was still this. Whatever, I have evidence that this always passed. As long as I'm not using drugs, everything is going to pass. And then when we start to understand what we go through, ain't really for us, me and Leo, we was in the car, we was listening, and we was running, and we listened to a brother, and the topic we listened to in the car is there's your blessing is on the other side of pain. So your blessing is on the other side of pain. You can't even enjoy a blessing if you ain't never had pain. You can't enjoy happiness if you've never been through hell. You don't understand peace if you've never had war. So if you understand what you're going through, you know the opposite is coming if you stand fast and keep moving. The problem is sometimes we don't know how to keep moving. I was sharing in Cleveland, we drove to Cleveland, right? We drove to Cleveland. I was sharing with them, I was saying, like, we went in the bathroom, the rest stop. So I was telling them, like, you know, I went to the bathroom, which is basically when stuff exits your body. It's waste. Yeah, you have waste. You release waste. Whenever you go to the bathroom, you're releasing waste. Whichever way it comes, one or two, it's still waste. And you release the waste. Now, I'm used to being in the joints where you pull the handle and it flushes the waste. Now, because you just can't release your waste and not get rid of the waste. But I'm trying to say, well, damn, some of these joints got handles, and now we in the joint ain't got no handle. How am I going to flush the waste? Leo said, just turn around and walk away. The problem with most of us, we got all this waste and mess in our lives. We get rid of the mess, and we don't turn around and walk away. We got a mechanism that will flush the waste, get it out of our lives, but we don't turn around and walk away. We still trying to find the handle. And every time you try to find the handle, you're going to find yourself still caught up in mess. I decided a long time ago, I'm just going to flush some stuff, not even by touching the stuff. I'm just going to turn around. As soon as I recognize you crazy, I'll see you later. It don't take long. No, I love myself too much. And I love him more. That I will never let nobody treat me any old kind of way. Not if I'm his. How do you get clean? Stay clean for a while and still treat yourself bad and claim you got steps. That's a problem. Anytime, turn it over. Anytime, look at me. Hold on. I'm 43 years old. I'm too grown for some stuff. There's just some stuff I'm just too grown for. I've been in this program almost half my life. I got here, I was 24 years old. I'm 43. There are just some things at 43 I don't take like I did when I was 24. There are some things at 43 I don't do when I was 24 years old. Now, some people come in late. 37, 40, 50, 60. You know, I couldn't be out there that long. I'm happy you're here. But I understand that adolescent stage. Because their mind haven't caught up with them yet. And chronologically, they may be 40 and 50, but mature-wise, they're probably 17. Yeah. But when you've been here since you was 24, and now it's 19 years later, there should be a significant difference in your life. I don't react to things like I used to react to things. Because I know stuff just going to keep on moving. No, things just got to keep moving. Listen, I love being by myself. I've been in like 4 relationships and numerous other escapades. Mm-hmm. But in between relationships, I spend a lot of time by myself. But you gotta say, I gotta look at you. Because every relationship I was in, all of them had the same common denominator. Me. All of them couldn't have been crazy. I used to think all of them was crazy. But then when they leave me, a miraculous thing happened. They find a nice man, get married, live that TV life. I'm still stuck in the apartment, wondering what's wrong with me. Because I want things to be the way I want them to be. I was sharing with Leo as we was driving up here, whenever you get in relationships, you're always probably going to get in a relationship with somebody that's opposite of you. You know, some people are like, you know, me and him are just the same, then that's a problem. They say opposites attract. I'm not saying ugly and fine, nothing like that, you know. But I don't want nobody that has my personality, because somebody that has my personality, we will kill each other in the house. So I don't want nobody that's just like me. I need somebody to balance me out. Where I'm weak, they're strong. Where I'm strong, they're weak. We got to have this balance. You know what I mean? So I'm learning. I said, I got to sit back and ask myself, why do I try to, because when I meet people, they look good when I meet them. They really do. They really, really do. They really do. Oh, and I tell them some good stuff when I meet them. I really do. We kiss for a long, long, long. When you first meet a person, you kiss for a long time. But sometimes time go on. All right, then. Ain't a whole lot of slobbering. You get in the bed, you ain't kissing no more. In the bed, you just, you know, doing your thing and rolling off of them. And all, I mean, and they really look good. But then that fear sets in. You getting a little bit too close to my heart. And every time somebody got close to my heart, they crushed it. So I got to figure out what's wrong with you so I can get my, because I ain't, you know, man enough to just say, you know, hey, baby, I just, you know, I'm scared. I don't know how to say I'm scared. I want to make, if it don't work out, I want it to be your fault. Now, you ain't did nothing wrong to make it your fault, but I'm not revealing that thing in me that's afraid of giving all of me to you, because that makes me vulnerable. When I become vulnerable, I'm open to be hurt, and I can't give you that kind of power. Baby, I never noticed that the toe next to your big toe is bigger than your big toe. And that's messing me up. That's messing me up. That's messing me up. That ain't supposed to be like that. What's wrong with your foot, girl? I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. I can't keep looking at that. Now we watching television. Why you got to put your feet up on the thing? You know that's bothering me. No, we be thinking of all kind of stupid stuff. All kind of stupid stuff. Instead of saying, I'm scared. Because I don't know. I really, 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 really want to be married. No, listen to what I'm saying. And sometimes you get, as you get older, you start to think to yourself, will you get married? But I got evidence. Not just here, where I worship. I see people 50, 55, 60. So that be giving me hope. And then they say the gun's still working. That's more hope. Then they got other stuff. If it ain't working at full throttle, Levitra, Viagra, Cialis, you can get it. You can get it at full throttle. But I sit back sometime, and you know what I look at? All the wasted energy. All the wasted time. All the lies I told. That my wife walked past me about 10,000 times in the last 19 years, but because I wasn't paying attention. Because I'm going for the look, not substance. And that don't mean everybody that look good don't have substance. But you need to find the substance out first. Walk past me all the time and I ain't paying attention because I'm over here and it's like women were like novelties at one point. Like toys, you know, when that, the new toy come out, we had Atari, and by the time I got Atari, Sega came out, so I'm still playing Atari. And PlayStation come out, I get the Sega. PlayStation 2 come out, I get PlayStation 1. I was always behind. You know what I mean? Every time a new novelty came, so when the girl of my dreams was in my face and I was with her, ooh, we together, then next thing you know, Girl of My Dreams 2 come out. Then Girl of My Dreams 3 come out. And next thing you know, I'm just moving from here to there and then develop a reputation to where now nobody really wants to mess with me because they don't believe that I'm serious about what I say I am. Ain't nobody bothering you, man. So then I reconstruct my reputation in the process of recovery. Well, now people ain't talking about me because I knew that would pass. That's why I always just tell me, they say, keep coming, man. Eventually, when you get sick, see, it passes when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of yourself. As long as you ain't sick yet, it ain't going nowhere. If you ain't tired yet, I mean, it's not moving. You got to be tired. And it got to be a cry that come, not the, oh God, no, it got to come from there. It'd be like when you bawled, come on, man, I got to get this one up out of me. And you got to be like, man, I don't, listen, I say, hey, man, I don't want to be the guy that share good, but I don't want but on the end of anything anybody says about me. So now I got to go to God with some stuff. Insincerity. Because sometimes we have one of those, you know, relationships with God. I try to listen to people talk about God. And it fascinates me, Farrakhan, that when they jammed, they can't hear him as clearly as they heard him when you're not jammed. And most times, your relationship with God don't develop when stuff is going right in your life. Oh, no, your relationship developed with God through tests, through trials. Oh, no, that's when he got you. No, why? Because he got your full attention now. No, as long as everything is going good, hey, you know, I ain't got to rap to you as long. My prayers ain't as long. What's up, man? Cool. You all right? Thanks, God. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. But then we make that statement in meetings and make it seem as if God's goodness is predicated on things in our lives going right. Because if it ain't going right, he ain't good. Not understanding he's good whether your life is in order or not. He's always good. He was good enough to wake you up so you could feel that stuff. As an invitation, come to me. I'm trying to get your attention. Oh, you want to hurt some more? Go ahead. But you know what? I'm so gracious and merciful, so loving and kind that I am still going to be here when you come. I'm not mad that you put her before me, it before me, him before me, your job. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. Because eventually that God will fail you. You're going to have to come back to me. And you got to be sincere. That's why I say, you know, we must be honest about our beliefs. That piece ain't a play toy. You know, but sometimes we skim over it so fast just to be 12-step members like we're going to get a badge or a trophy. You know, we go to the PNA, I got the 12-step trophy. But you ain't got no character, no substance, no, you ain't working with nothing. Everything is generic, fake, and phony. Because you ain't incorporate nothing in your life. You did a book report, you did paperwork, you wrote it, you turned it in, and got graduated to the next step. Then when life hits your ass, you can't do nothing because you ain't got nothing. But you claim you got all this. My friends know me. I don't complain about nothing. Nothing. I ain't got no complaints. I'll be on my job, love my job, best job I ever had, makes most money I ever had, this, that, and the other. People on my job be complaining, this, that, and the other. They be talking, hey, I'm cool. No, nigga, I was sleeping in the old house across from the horse stable on Fletcher Street. Now, I was, like, eating out the trash. I was wearing drawers for, like, an extended period of time. No, I ain't count days. People be counting days. I had my drawers on 4 days. No, nigga, it was extended. And they was tight up on me. I mean, it was like part of my anatomy. No, like you got to peel them off. No, see, some people didn't have trifling addictions. That's why when I got clean, I ain't used no more. You ain't got to tell me. I ain't going out because I know my end. And when I got here in 88, they said, if you use again, it'll get 10 times worse. I couldn't imagine nothing. They scared recovery into us. Or if you use again, you're going to die. See, we don't want to do that no more today because we just, you know, like you talked about. It's a, see, I wasn't no crackhead or nothing like that. I based. That's different. That's different. Let me tell you something. Bases can watch the NBA championship. Crackhead sell the television. No, because that one, you know, that's the difference. So when I say I have gratitude, I got something to look back on. Like, hey, I really don't deserve nothing. What I am, God made me. Where I'm at, he brought me. Where I'm going, he's taking me. I don't take credit for nothing no more in my life. I used to take credit for speaking. Like, I'm the great speaker. When I was traveling, you know what I mean, with the crew, y'all know the boys, we used to all roll together. Hey, you know, they be all that. You know, we step up in the joint, you know what I mean, with posses. You ain't even want to talk to nobody. Hold on, nigga. This paparazzi? You paparazzi? Get that camera out of my face. People can't even get close to you to talk to you. In a Narcotics Anonymous convention. No, listen to what I'm saying. A bunch of crackhead, heroin shooting, pill popping alcoholics. Now we get a little shiny. You know what I mean? God bless us with a vernacular ability, touches us, allows us to speak that touches other people's spirit. And we use his gift to our advantage instead of to his advantage. And I used to be sick of myself sometimes, Shakur. I'd be at home having Brian K. marathons, listening to my tapes. I ain't going no daggone meeting. They ain't saying nothing. I'll just sit in the house and listen to me. You go through a lot of phases in this PC. I'm talking about stuff passing. Because you got to go through all of that. Vicky, you have to go through all of that to get to a place where you have peace. Not just old garden variety peace. It surpasses understanding. I'm talking about the peace that when everything around you is falling apart, you just chilling. Other people trying to figure out why you ain't all messed up? Well, I done been through the hell called addiction. I done been through the hell called prison, homelessness, hungry, tired, got clean, homeless, jobless, penniless, relationshipless, worthless, all stuff all over. I mean, I done been through all, wait a minute, hold on. How can I sit there? Because I done been through it all. And I'm still standing. And in most times when people call things storms, it's just drizzling for real. It ain't even really raining that hard. We think we going through a storm. A storm will rock your boat. It's just raining. And then sometimes it's just you spitting on yourself. Ain't got nothing to do with the rain. Because most of ourselves is self-made, self-inflicted, self-induced. And when it's to that point, that's when we have to ask ourselves, why don't I love myself? This piece is all about love. But I got to love me first, Jack. You have to have a love affair first with God, then with yourself. Oh, then you slow down. Your picker start to change. It ain't the nigga with the gators no more. It might be Norbit. No, listen to what I'm saying. Because we're visual. We're too visual. God peace is spiritual. No, a relationship that's based off of visuality is not going to last. One based off of spirituality will continue to work. That's why when you see two people together, you say, they still together? They got him and her. They still together. That nigga, hey, wait. Because you don't understand. There's a connection there that you don't see, that you ain't supposed to see, and it ain't your business to see. Because there's a spiritual piece that's happening there. That's what I envy. That's what I want. So I'm past these other phases in my life. I'm past these other phases in my recovery. I don't have no drama. Don't want no drama. Ain't looking for no drama. If you got drama, there is a drama club that you can join. I love you. I won't mind being around you for so long. But listen, my backside of my life, all I want is peace. When you hit 40, you're on the other side. No, and I ain't trying to waste time on this side. Not just recovery, because sometimes all we think about is recovery. We're so locked into recovery that we don't think about life. And that's what recovery is about, life. So when I do things outside of here, Farrakhan, you know, especially some people could be harsh in the meeting. I don't understand some people that don't have purpose. You know, when some people don't have purpose, they want to hate on you. They want to hate on your blessings, not understanding that the same blessings that come to me is from the same equal opportunity God. He ain't blessing Farrakhan no more than me. He ain't blessing me no more than Janet. The problem is you're looking in the wrong direction. You're looking at Farrakhan instead of over there because that's where yours just fell. But you keep missing it. So I come in here and I do some stuff. And you get talked about because they said, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. No, they said this. This, they told me to do this. They say we received our recovery from the God of our understanding. No, they say we made a decision to turn our will and lives over to the care of him. The fifth step says, you know, we live to God. Sixth step says we became entirely ready to have God. Seventh step says we humbly ask him, which is a connotation to God in six. We sought through, we receive our recovery from God of understanding. God is the ultimate authority in the second tradition. You will hear God mentioned in our meetings from the Welcome to the Narcotics Anonymous pamphlet. But then when you, and then we make ourselves available as his tool. And then when you say, all right, I just want to be his tool. I want him to be the architect, the workman. Use me any way that you please. This is stuff that's literature stuff that you tell me. But then when I change, it becomes a problem. And the Just for the Day book says, what people don't know, they'll make up. So now people say, well, he think he spiritual. Now, I never thought that, but that's what people think. Half of them can't spell spiritual. Nor do they know the definition of the word. And then the beginning of the book, it says, we are faced with a dilemma. No, a dilemma. He didn't say an issue. Then we could deal with an issue. Didn't say problem, not problem. It went deep. It didn't say quagmire. It said dilemma. Look up the word dilemma. Dilemma is something that either choice you make will still be unfavorable to you. We were faced with a dilemma. Dilemma. That's why the first step gives us so much juice, because either choice we made was bad, but coming here and admitting that we were powerless over our addiction and our lives that become unmanageable gives us a little bit more juice. Now I have a choice. But this dilemma in the beginning. And then it says, this book deals with what? Spiritual matters. Now, I don't know the book you read, but the book I read said this book deals with spiritual matters. And the solution is spiritual in nature. So when we talk about this too shall pass, and you're trying to put everything in your spiritual dilemma with a spiritual solution, ain't nothing working. Second step stuff. Come to believe. Because of the void left by the first step. That emptiness. That vacuum. You know a vacuum? You know what a vacuum? Vacuum sucks everything out of you. So when stuff is sucked out of us, we spend a lot of time trying to put stuff in us that don't belong in us. And we could be clean for years and still be getting sucked out. Swearing we done took the other 10 steps, but we still stuck being sucked out at the one. And wonder why we still in dilemmas with Tom Clean. Stuff got to pass. Triangle Self-Obsession say grow up or die. You know, everybody want to share on the other nice stuff in the pamphlet. They don't ever want to talk about grow up or die. And die is not always necessarily physically. There is a spiritual death. But sometimes, and that death is a separation from God. Right, I'd rather die physically than be separated from God while I'm living. You understand what I'm saying? I'd rather die physically. Because when you separated from God, you find yourself back in the same dilemma. So I don't play. I don't play with him. We talk. We have some deep conversations. Because sometimes I say to him, are you sure? Are you sure? Me. For real, me? No, I'm telling you, I be asking because I know I'm not deserving. Anybody that he used is not deserving to be used by him. So sometimes that's what we got to understand, ain't us. Even us message carriers that some people call us. When you sit up here, it ain't you. We don't deserve to be sitting up here. No, we don't. Oh, no, I didn't deserve to be doing the banquet in Cleveland. I said that in Cleveland. Holly was there. What did I say that? I don't deserve to be up here. I know it ain't me. If it's left up to me, I got mine. You get yours. No, listen to that's where I come from. So it's not me. And I've been on this crusade for the last couple of years, Farrakhan just said, it's not us. We ain't got no juice. And people walk around like they got juice. People walk around like they better than other people. When everybody in here is one bad decision from 24 hours or less. Ain't got nothing to do with how many tapes we got. I sell them to smoke, nigga. I got three Brian K's, nigga. 3 for 2, nigga. 3 for 2, nigga.
They be like, Brian K. Yeah, nigga, that nigga, get it, nigga. You worrying about that nigga, just listen to it. It'll save your life. Give me three of them things real quick. We ain't that far removed. All I gotta do is get a bright idea and separate from y'all. Get a bright idea and leave y'all. No matter what, God is taking me other places. I got so much information in my head sometimes. I was like, how do I know all this stuff? I got books all in my, I got like over 300 books in my, I just got a lot of books. All of them got to do with God in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Because I got to study. Because I teach. In order to teach, you got to know what you're talking about. But up in here, I got three books. Basic Text, It Works How Why, and A Step Working Guide. And it's in me, because I ain't got the cash. You know some people ain't got, you know when people speaking. They got like all their books and shit. It's like Prego. It's in here. It's in here. You've been here long enough, it's up in here. Up in here. It's a heart piece. Stuff passes. No matter what we're going through, sometimes when we in it, it don't feel like it's moving an inch. But if we lock in on it not moving, sometimes it stays longer uninvited. And one thing I learned in my life, that I will never allow nobody to live rent-free in my head. And the problem is, we got to start evicting people.
That's right.
We let people stay too long. Past the expiration date. The lease done ran out. Get the fuck out.
That's right.
You got to go. Because as long as you up in here, as long as you up in here, I can't move. I can't make no moves. I'm thinking all kinds of, where's she at? Who's she with? She coming to me. She come by herself. She needed me. You outside. Bye. Because I got to stay focused on what he wants from me. If I don't get a woman ever in my life, listen, sex don't owe me nothing. Through not using drugs, I've had an opportunity to just have a whole lot of sex. No, listen, you know, I could just dream and come. Damn, I'm the ooze. You ever think about it now? Come on, y'all ever thought about a door? You ever be sitting back, you be like, where's she at? It don't owe me nothing. And I ain't never met nobody, and it has never been scientifically proven, biologically proven, or physiologically proven, that anybody has ever died from not having sex. So I'm on a chill piece. You may feel like you're dying, but you ain't gonna die. So I'm on a chill piece. I want to be married. I just want to be able to just, you know, and I got friends who have different views on marriage. Some of theirs ain't right. Some of them are good. But you got to take the bitter with the sweet. That was mentioned in the vows. You got to understand when you stand before somebody and accept vows, what you're listening to. And before you say, I do, you need to be paying attention. Better or for worse? And because it wasn't a spiritual connection, when the worst comes, you want to bail out. You want to bail out when it's worse, because you were visual. And as long as it was better, I'll stay. But when it gets worse, I got to go, sickness or in health. So my partner is down,
I want to start looking at something else. We ain't listening to the vows. That's why I say most people in recovery get stuck on the wedding and don't forget, then they forget there's a marriage afterwards. They want 100 bridesmaids, 100 men in honor, and bring everybody to the wedding. But the next day, you're starting a brand new life. So I don't know how I got to that topic. Periodically, as I'm standing here, stuff just comes in my mind, and I thought I'd just share that with you. Ain't nothing, had nothing to do with this shell, two shell pass. But you can rename the tape any way you want, make it fit, whatever. But I be serious about some stuff. And I'm serious about my life, and I'm serious about my recovery. And it just feels good not to be the guy that I used to be. Do you understand how good it feels to have a metamorphosis in recovery? Transformation, not change. Transformation. Do you know the difference between change and a transformation? See, change, you can always change back. But see, a metamorphosis is like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. Once it becomes a butterfly, it can't turn back into a caterpillar, a tadpole into a frog. So we talk about a metamorphosis in recovery. Sometimes God can take a hoe and make her a wife. Take a dog and make it a husband. And the husband never goes back to being the dog. But we need to hear those stories. We need to hear the good marriage stories. Because some single guys like me, if I don't hear the good marriage stories, there ain't no sense of me getting married. All right, I'm almost done. Always be the man trying to keep us down. Always the man. That's my brother Mark. That's my brother Mark. Mark coming. All right, nigga. Hell, nigga. Listen, I'm going to say this and shut up because a lot of times, sometimes we get so caught up in messages and we got to understand how the 12-step piece talks about each of us has a one-of-a-kind personality that's sure to be an attraction to many. Some of us have a sparkling sense of humor which may reach someone in despair, and some of us have the ability to tell the truth in no uncertain terms. You know what I mean? And no uncertain terms mean uncut. Any way that it come out, it got to come out. Janet had to bring it out, and that's uncertain terms. You ain't got to be sitting there trying to figure out hurt. You can't dress up hurt. You can't be sitting there saying, how can I share hurt without them knowing that I'm hurt? How can I make this sophisticated? You can't make hurt sophisticated. You can't make pain cute. You got to just come out and just bail your face up, tell it like it is, that dirty, and he ain't no, and just, you know, you got to do that. Then some of us have a sparkling sense of humor which may reach someone in despair. But I always tell people, when you listen to me, listen between the laughs. But sometimes people get so caught up, oh, Brian, he's so funny that you miss all the other points. And the point is that no matter what you go through, and if there's any newcomers in here, I don't care what you go through, as long as you don't use drugs. You're going to hear a lot of classical stuff at the convention. Classical. And you may not hear if you don't use drugs. Your life will get better, and this too shall pass.